Now to Stephen Portnoy, live in Washington. Stephen, we were all just watching a few minutes ago as these devastating numbers came in, and while they could be expected and they were predicted, wow, it's really a punch in the gut, isn't it?
It certainly is a shock, Wayne. And just to give you some historic perspective here from the news release from the Labor Department on this, when the United States was in an economic slowdown in the early part of the Reagan era in October of 1982, there was a high watermark set when it comes to weekly jobless claims of 695,000. Right, so almost 700,000 people applied for unemployment in a single week in October of 1982, and that's as bad as it's ever been until now. The number this morning, 3,283,000 people in the country have applied for unemployment. That is so much more than we've ever seen before, and it's the first significant data point we can look at when it comes to the severity of the crisis the country is in economically. Now, what to do about it? Last night, the Senate voted 96-0 to pass this $2.2 trillion measure that, as you describe it, Wayne, aptly, is essentially a rescue package to try to tide the economy over for the short term. How short? Last night, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters at the White House, maybe it's enough for about 3 months.
Yeah, and I see the Treasury Secretary is the Fed Chairman is talking about seeing a up second half in the economy if all goes well. One question, Stephen, if I'm understanding this correctly, the checks to individuals would run out for incomes at $100,000 or above, so they would get nothing. And there's no adjustment at all for cost of living for the fact that, you know, the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area is so expensive to live in, is it?
You're absolutely right about that. So the $1,200 checks would phase out starting at $75,000 for an individual's income up to $99,000, after which you'd get nothing. And this would be based on your income in 2018 or 2019, depending on whether you've recently filed your taxes. The upshot to this is that unemployment benefits for people who need them and will go on them will be significantly boosted by $600 a week. And that is an answer to the point you just made about the fact that there's no regionality to it, right? So in the New York metropolitan area, obviously cost of living is higher than it is in the middle of the country. The flip side of that is that unemployment benefits have essentially been boosted so that the middle of the country would get significantly more than it otherwise would. Right. You're talking about $2,400 a month in unemployment in addition to what the state would provide. And that is what leaders in Washington say is something that they can do for people who need it.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of used to it in this neck of the woods, being on the short end of that stick. All right, thank you, Stephen Portnoy.